Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Open lines, 248-539-9797. I just saw something here. I don't know if there's been a more true statement said about college athletics right now. And it was somebody on Twitch. And if you're just joining us, Dusty May has taken the Mavericks job. The source I talked to said he's telling people he's fed up with the state of college athletics, which is interesting because I don't know that anybody adapted to the new state of college athletics quite as well as Dusty May did, but it is a reason that a source told me that he said he's leaving. FBG25 on Twitch just tweeted us, everyone is a rental. And that's pretty true now. The relationships with players are fleeting. The relationship with this coach was fleeting. The relationship with Michigan State's AD was fleeting. The relationship with Michigan State's president was fleeting. The relationships with your rosters, which is probably the thing fans care about the most, is you have to adjust to the fact that everybody's on a one-year contract. That is a hard thing for people to deal with.
Yeah, I don't like it. I think you and I are kind of walking the same path here when it comes to college athletics that we'd like to see. I mean, if the NIL, obviously the NIL world here is, NIL world here is to stay. So why not come up with a system where you can actually have contracts where they are binding and okay, two-year deals.
Mm-hmm.
Because the year-to-year thing is ridiculous. It's seemingly ridiculous. And is 2 years, is that really restricting somebody? I mean, if you've got these NIL contracts, they're big contracts. But it's, you know, the coach is jumping too, is like, that's a coach's contract really should be binding. You know, mm-hmm. It feels like it should be, and yet they're not. They all come with buyouts. So I, you know, all the colleges and universities, they know that. They know it going into it, that it's like that. But are things going to change? Do you want them to change more for players or more for coaches?
I don't know. That's a great question because I agree with you. It feels like the coaches should have more responsible, you know, you're a professional, you're the leader of men, blah, blah, blah. And yet as a fan, it's more fun when you have a freshman and you think he's going to be around for a while.
Yeah.
As opposed to crap, like, right, this guy's really
playing him, and then he's going to leave.
Either crap or not playing him, he's going to leave, or crap, he's really good. Everybody's going to come after him.
Right. Yeah, there's that.
Did you guys see what Duke's Twitter account just posted out 32 minutes ago?
Is it trolling?
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
What
a
is
picture
it?
Of John Shire as a kid in a Duke t-shirt. Basically, like, he's Duke for life. You know what I mean? Like, always will be.
Yeah.
Always has been.
Well, I would say we'll see about that.
Recruited by Coach K, played for Coach K.
Well, I mean, are the days of Izzo done? Like, is John Shire going to be an Izzo? Like, or would you find that really hard to believe? I know it's way early. But
I don't know. I think the way that money is flying around now, I think some universities will be able to, they can hang on to their guys. And for a school like Duke, which is a basketball school, and they've got big time alumni, I'm sure they'll find ways to hang on to guys they really want to hang on to. But is Izzo a bit of a dinosaur? I think he might be. It doesn't mean it's a bad thing or that he's out of touch. It just means that he's really old school.
Yeah, but I'm not even talking the mentality. Just one college coach staying at a program for a decade plus, you know? Is that a dying breed? Izzo's definitely a dinosaur.
It is a dying breed. I'll give you a perfect example where it's a dying breed. It's the football coach at Michigan. Looked like he was going to stay forever at Utah. Why would he leave? He built that program up.
Well, they ushered him out.
That's what I'm saying. This is like, it goes both ways on it. It's like, we would have thought forever that Whittingham was going to stay there. It was a perfect marriage. Apparently it wasn't. He left because they didn't want him anymore.
Yeah, that was a weird deal with a coach in waiting, and they wanted the new.
It's all messed
up. I don't know the exact details, but that was a case where private equity might have bought the Utah athletic department and wanted them to make a change. Like, which is a real sentence I just spit out.
Right, private equity, right? Yeah, the whole other... You know, the lure of, you know, some $500 million or whatever it is that the private equity firms are willing to invest as long as they get to, you know, have naming rights and stuff. It's crazy.
248-539-9797. Dusty did his job. Natty, do you want 10 years in the top 10 or a national championship? Wishing him luck. We'd take the Lions winning one Super Bowl and losing forever after that. That's from an unnamed texter. Dusty May made his whole career in the transfer portal and NIL deals, and now he's going to leave crying about how bad the system is in athletics. Yeah, I mean, he just because he was good at it doesn't mean he likes it. Maybe there were some challenges that have come up recently that we don't know about yet. That's possible. At the end of the day, he did adapt very well to it. And I know exactly what I'd be. That's the question. If it's running this guy off, if he really sincerely means it, you have to remember too, though, as Kang said, one of the easy buttons, this is, hey, I'm not blaming anyone. I'm pointing at the machine. It's the machine's right. fault. And I think coaches that, you know, just want to let people know, hey, it's not you.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, but it's fair to consider.
Okay, until the numbers come out of what the contract is with Dallas,
yeah.
you can do that. But then when those numbers come out and it's a five-year, $50 million deal,
yeah.
and it's worth twice as much as what he was getting in Michigan, then you can say, okay, you may point at the machine, but the real machine is the ATM because you just got paid.
Let's go to Terrence in Detroit. You're next. Hello, Terrence.
Doug Gator, how's it going, fellas?
What's up? Right.
Two quick things. One, it was a no-brainer. I mean, when you think about it, the number of college opportunities to NBA is just a lot to a little. So I would have taken it. I don't see why anybody wouldn't have taken it, especially if I got to deal with contract disputes and players getting paid and talking to disgruntled agents. Why not do that at the highest level, right? That's number one. But number two, I'm curious on how this is going to look on Ward, given that this is now the second coach following the national title that has left. So I just wanted to curious on hearing your thoughts on that.
It's a great question, and there are people really mad at Word for letting Harbaugh go. I am not personally one of them, but you know, you can also bring up the case of Eric Backich leaving. Backich wanted money that Michigan could not afford to pay a baseball coach. If in the case of Harbaugh, look, Harbaugh has a way that usually at the end of his run, he's ready to go, and the place he was at is ready to say goodbye. And he did win a national championship, and it was a great moment for Michigan football. But at the end of the day, I think he was at that point where he was ready to go, and nothing Michigan could do have kept him. This one is surprising in that I think it was pretty much agreed upon verbally. We had heard that they had agreed to terms of a deal. But you can't make somebody sign a contract if they aren't willing to do so. And in Dusty's case, you know, I want to hear how long was that contract on the table? Was Michigan pushing him? Did they go back to him and say, are you not happy with these terms? Why aren't you signing this deal that was publicly out there and said they'd agreed to terms? And what was his response? Do we need to give you more money? Do we need to lock you up? What else do you need? Did they go back to him?
Do you need a pen?
Here's a pen, sir. 248-539-9797. We got another Dylan Larkin Trade Center News Aggregate Blitz Thingy News Desk update coming up on Carson Anderson on 97.1.